for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilt liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made. You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
How's it going, listeners? This is Keeping It 1492, episode 34. That theme song pretty much sums up us versus every other podcast. It's getting hard to keep them down. They all wish they'd get 15 listeners an episode.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're wondering why you're hearing my voice, it's just me and Kyle today. Josh was at a show, but we decided, as in show business, the show and Meddling Podcast must go on.
Both the show that Josh is going to and us, the show we're putting up.
We'll find out which one is more mediocre later on.
Yes.
See,
what was that quote?
It's one of Ric Flair's most famous ones from like 1980s wrestling.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite rappers, like it's everywhere, but like in the intros of one of his songs, it's just that. I shorten it, but it's the same thing. And since they're fancier music folk, the cloud clapping, they separated the tracks and got rid of that. You know, I just did my thing and copied and pasted and snipped it up a bit, but.
I just thought
it kind of sums up our two-man show that in order to keep those podcast gators down, we have to do the podcast regardless of how many of us attend.
Yeah, people still know who wears the diamond rings, the Rolexes, and drives limos around. Not drive, more like ride.
Yeah, we're chauffeured around.
Yeah, we're not the chauffeurs. We're the chauffeurs for your ears.
Ooh, I like what you did there. Ooh. So, listeners, this can be an interesting podcast because not only am I the hostess but the mostest in lieu of Josh today, I am also soundboard guy, and I have to fill half the vocal content too. So normally, I'm doing one job of sitting back playing with sound and occasionally talking. Today, I have to do like three jobs and talk. So I'm totally prepared for you to get to listen to about a minute to a minute and a half of awkward silence where neither Kyle nor myself know what to say. Like,
right.
Yeah, maybe no. we'll keep it in post-edit just to help you feel the awkwardness we do.
Transitioning from the lost episodes to the raw episodes, like Eddie Murphy Raw, but with our podcast, with all like the weird like pauses or like weird noises that we have to cut out or just the too aggressive sayings. We're like, you know what, maybe that's too much.
I wonder how raw things that are raw are. Like Monday Night Raw, is that live every Monday night?
I think it is, isn't it? I thought it was taped. I don't know. It's my roommates upstairs watch wrestling a lot, but I haven't been in the wrestling game. In college, we used to go to SmackDown when it came to Rochester for fun, but I was into wrestling until I was like 14. Then from like 20 to 22, there was a weird 2-year time where we got back into it as like a joke fun thing.
I was a wrestling poser fan. I only really liked it because my older brother did.
Just like you were a poser punk?
I was a poser a lot of things. Poser, Star Wars fan when I was a little kid, too. My parents just bought me all this Star Wars shit, and I saw, like, the first, were the prequels, episode one. I didn't know about the other movies, really. And so I just had these posters in my room, and really, I like space. I wanted to be an astronaut. So all these people were like, oh, so you must like Star Wars.
Naturally, I mean, I guess when we grew up as kids, it kind of makes sense. Like, oh,
I like real space.
You like space? That's cool. Here's a ship.
I like real space. I don't know what a Tatooine is. I like Saturn.
Well, because it's not real. Or maybe Star Wars is based on the truth and we don't know yet.
Happened a long, long time ago.
Yeah, in a galaxy far, far, far away, from what I've heard.
Yeah, so We gotta wait a while before the Hubble telescope finds it.
But you know, like how the stars are so far back that we look at? You know, like yes. The star we see is like it's millions or billions of years ago. You know, like how light it takes for light to travel and all that.
If you were on a distant planet and looked in a telescope that was somehow good enough to see the surface of Earth, they would see our past, which is pretty intense. That's crazy.
And in the words of Plus 44, the past is just the future with the lights on.
Whoa. Bring it full circle.
That was one of my good friends in college. That was his aim away. Like, you know, his little about me. That was his, like, all day away message
that's,
in about
that's
me.
That's a lost blurb. Art. The lost art of the aim away messages. All the emo quotes that are just being forgotten, blown away in the sand.
Dashboard all the time. Hip hop didn't have the same lasting effect of a good emo away message. And you could save them as presets. I had like Dashboard, Fall Out Boy, Taking Back Sunday 2, Fall Out Boy 2, and different. Like I was all about the pink and yellow fonts because you know you had to have a bright font.
I wish I remembered some of like the stupid ones I had. Just probably. Really
I'm sure you had a lot of
like
2004 hipster things that you thought were cool.
Well, there's a subreddit that I really like called I'm 14 and this is deep. I feel like a lot of things like that.
That's still us today. Do we want to start the listeners off with the big news?
Yep.
So, listeners,
I'm pregnant.
This summer, we're going to do something different. We're still going to podcast, but we're looking how to take over the global music scene. So this summer, we will be recording, hopefully an album, at least some songs from Kyle. We're planning on releasing it on all formats. Keeping It 1492 Records is going to launch later this month. Kyle's going to get in the stew. He's going to play various instruments. He might even sing a bit, possibly.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably a lot of different instrumentals and then a lot of different singing. Maybe singing, maybe it'd be more like spoken word over
poetry.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
We'll see what happens.
So we haven't picked Kyle's genre yet. I think we're going for power pop indie. But that could just be me.
I don't really like the power pop side of indie. What is that, like OK Go?
I don't know if that's the thing. Is that already a genre?
I feel like that's OK Go, like power pop indie. Like those guys are a bad influence on those treadmills. How many kids have gotten hurt from watching that music video?
That will be coming your way. I mean, we're new to the global music scene, so we haven't figured out how we're going to roll this out, whether we're going to do snippets all at once. We'll figure that out as we go. First thing first, we're going to get some fancier equipment so it sounds even better than this podcast does.
Yeah, we're going to get really tiny microphones for tin whistles.
Yep, and we're getting a flute whistle, both for the plastic and skin variety.
I don't play an actual flute, but I play... It's actually called the Fipple family, which are the
Has flutes. Anyone else ever heard of that but you? Is that something
I
you just made up?
I did a lot too much digging on tin whistle Wikipedia, and they're
why does that exist?
It's the Fipple is like a recorder, a tin whistle. Basically, you don't need to do that awkward thing where you're like blowing over the hole like for a flute. The whistle is already built in to the mouthpiece.
So it's going to be big. Kyle sticks in the shadows. He's about to be on the forefront. Like, I think you're going to be a teacher and a famed musician. It's going to be tough juggling your private life with... You're walking to school, all the kids are going to want your autograph. They're going to put all you... They're going to just tape you and put you on YouTube while you're trying to teach them.
We're essentially like the gorillas right now. We're kind of like a virtual cartoon podcast.
We are. We definitely are. Because Kyle was very adamant that no pictures... Go on the website.
We should
or
create,
the Twitter or the
we
or
should
anywhere.
Create cartoon characters to represent us, like the gorillas, and we can even have the characters that only stop in for a little bit, like Johnny Skeets could be a cartoon.
Oh, we could do a Johnny Skeets intro and outro. I'm thinking out loud about the album now. Question.
Oh, it could be like a hip hop album where we have those little skits.
Yeah,
like Ken Kniff from Eminem and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is a whole new venture we're going into. Just there's so much the creative process. I mean, we might have to like lock ourselves in a fancy studio in France for 3 months. This out.
We're gonna drink chartreuse and just party up in Paris.
I'm excited though because you're gonna be the talent. I'm going to be the executive producer, and we're learning this all together. So, I'm very excited. And
I think. We
what
should,
title did you give Josh? I forget, and he can
I
hear.
I forgot
now,
too.
Now he's going to hear on air the title we've given him.
I forgot too.
I'm technically executive producer, sound engineer, You are the whole band.
Yeah.
It's all you.
Josh could be the manager.
Manager? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we need one of those,
right? Josh, you're the manager. So when Kyle gets too famous for us, when they're knocking on my doors for my editing skills, your manager. It's here. It's going everywhere. Every person will be here that Josh is manager.
He's just going to be on the phone all day like, look, they're not interested, okay? Click.
Yeah, see, this is when I wish I knew more terms about the music industry, because there's probably something fancy we could say that is. But I know, like, sound engineer and mixer, but I feel like that's the same person. And you're the front of microphone. I'm excited. There's so much we're going to get to do.
I'm not used to recording, you know. I can play different things.
It's an experimental power pop indie album.
I think we should drop the power pop and probably drop the indie, too.
I think... folk power pop?
I think we're psychedelic...
Power pop.
No. How about psychedelic Zydeco?
You just made up things. I can't even spell that.
I don't know how to spell Zydeco either.
I'm excited, though. This means, like... Obviously, the recording's going to be the fun part I'm going to enjoy. I'm sure you're going to enjoy, like... You know, like, I know you play music a lot, but, like, it's something that's going to be, like, recorded. You can, like, look back on and, like, 40 years from now and play for your grandkids and be like, this is when I was a big star.
It was all over the intranet. I was going to tell you about... So, I was on YouTube, and I found one video with, like, 30-something views about...
Our podcast?
About the tape recorder that I just picked up for $2 at Savers.
Oh, that's right, listeners, from last episode, if you remember, Kyle got himself a tape recorder. He sent me a picture saying that that's what we're recording the album with. I was not amused.
And what I did not know at the time of last week, I thought that it just had this like metal little piece on the one side of it. That's a pull-out handle. It has a pull-out metal handle so I can take it anywhere.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I think what we should do...
It's by the good people at Sharp. You might remember some old TVs you have.
They still make Sharp TVs. Sold at Walmart.
Oh.
I think.
Well, this cassette player and recorder is like a classroom edition. Good for the classroom, the office. But the person on the video, he hooked it up, like, line in from his radio to the cassette player... And then made a cassette of what's on the radio just from, not just from the speaker recording, but...
Oh, not like sticking in the blank tape and...
Well, like the blank tape, but it recorded straight from the radio through a line.
Through the microphone jack? Did he put the other end
in? No, there's like a line in jack.
Oh, okay.
So...
See, what we're going
to
do is...
We might be able to just...
A little peek behind the curtain, listener.
Do something like that.
We're going to record it through a computer, using all this fancy 21st century technology, then we're also going to record it with this 1980s tape recorder and see what sounds better. For all we know, the 1980s tape sound might be better and more fit for this psychedelic Zydeco power pop we're going for.
Well, I mean, vinyl's coming back, but I think everyone...
Are we only going to release this on tape? Are we going to find a bunch of blank cassettes somewhere and try to release it?
I bought some at Walmart. Oh. They're like $3 for a two-pack.
They're still sold?
I was surprised, and it's a Walmart brand. It's called something else, but it's definitely, like, pretty sure it's a Walmart exclusive brand. But, you know, there's this vinyl craze going on, but you know what everyone's thinking? Man, I wish...
Cassettes are the next wave.
I wish cassettes were back, so...
We're just going to skip 8-tracks, or 8-track, sorry, I always say 8 when it's A. We're going to skip, we're going to go vinyl to cassettes and just skip
the
8-track.
Is it 8-track? I always thought it was 8 because...
Is it 8? I thought it was A, like the letter A.
I think it's 8 because it has 8 songs on it. But the problem is you can't fast forward or rewind. So
yeah, you're just stuck with it.
You have to listen to all the songs till it gets to the song you want.
That is the fun thing about music. You know, it used to be organized, you know, like there was a method to the song listings. Now with like streaming being the main medium, it's just put a song up. There's no like, you know, albums might still have like, you know, like intro and tell a story, but now it's just like, just put it up, order doesn't matter.
I mean, some nice artists try to make it matter.
Do you think your album is going to be an organized orchestra or just unabashed pure chaos?
I think it's going to be a 4-disc, 4-cassette.
All with separate content.
It's going to be a You see, I like so many different genres. It's going to be a pretty big mishmash, but I want it to still kind of have this cohesive, meandering line through it, like a river.
And think, you'll have a story come fall time when people are like, hey, because now we're getting older, and I was like, what did you do this summer? You're like, same thing, like, I went to work, you know, I went on this vacation, like, I made an album. I'm feeling like, yeah. Oh my god, it's like you're an interesting person again.
And then you're doing like, stuff. Do you want to listen to it? And then it's just going to be like, bleep, 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 bleep. And then I will lose possible acquaintance.
Good shot of that happening. Anyway, listeners, I'm very excited. Something different. Like I said, we're just trying to take over the global scene. We've gotten the podcast. Next is music. Thinking next summer we dive into film. And then that's it.
What we really need to do, have you... I feel like this happened like not that long ago, but it hasn't happened to me in a long time, where people used to just like hand you CDs. Like, you go to someone else's concert, and then there's these people who are just like, hey, like, listen to this. Like, sometimes they're just standing like at the door, like, listen to this, listen.
And then you look, and they're all thrown out, like, 2 feet.
Yeah, off but, the side. You know, you get a pack of blank CDs, blank tapes, maybe this time around. And, because you, I think people, because
are we
of
doing
that,
physical copies? Like, do you think we're... I know we're pretty, doing... Because we have the website and stuff, I know we're doing digital. You want to go physical as well? I'm sorry, I'm just...
I think we should at least just spam the Tri-County area with physical copies.
Okay. Listeners, you're getting a big peek behind how the music is made. This is the sausage is being put in casing right now.
Well, you know what Otto von Bismarck once said.
Have everything you want in Germany, because I'm a weak man.
Politics is like sausage making. Everyone likes the product, but they don't like to see how it's done.
No one's going to like to see how this is made. I feel like this is going to be... At least it's temperate down here.
I think we need a lot... There's going to be a lot of alcohol, but I'm just going to be kind of like a vessel. Basically, I'm going to try to erase myself.
A vessel for who?
Yourself? Well, I'm getting there. I'm going to race myself so the Holy Spirit can come through to me and make
music. I don't know
music.
If I want to be a part of that. Sounds a bit frightening.
Dionysus.
Okay. We'll see.
The god of wine and...
Well, we also may have to things. Reorganize the Keeping It 1492 studio to are figure we, out the most we, conducive way for
going,
music.
Are we going down here?
Do you think we should go somewhere else? I guess
I
this
think
is
we
the
should
most
try
space-
that little room right there.
Oh.
That'll be the booth.
I forget that as there could be dead animals. We're going to... Okay. First day we get together, we might have to do some cleaning out.
We need to watch some episodes of Cribs and look at, like, Little Wayne, Little John. See what their home studios look like. Cause I
yeah! that's a talent.
I think
so
I
good.
Remember... I think it was Little John. Might have been Little Wayne. I'm getting my littles mixed up. But I think it was Little John... had a studio and it had like the mattress in front of like the door of the booth, like just to absorb sound and stuff.
Old school, yeah. Well, I've actually looked into soundproofing equipment. Soundproofing stuff is very expensive, and this is also such a big space. If it was like that closet right there, like that might be different, but we're in a massive space.
We'll try it out. It could just have that like church echo effect.
Listen, the first recording day is going to be a fact-finding day. See what works, what doesn't. Look forward to that. No ETA. Don't know how long it's going to take. You can't really put a date on the creative process.
I think it's going to take 11 years.
Okay. So Kyle may have multiple sound engineers by the time this is done.
It's going to be like a Dr. Dre album.
Keeping It 1492 has a bad falling out. I refuse to release your initial recordings. So you have to redo
They're
it.
They're in the vault.
We're going to have to make backups and everything. It's going to be great.
The tapes are in the vault.
It's exciting. So, Kyle, now that the world has now... We've done the press release for our massive album release coming out. Probably, I'm guessing, fall. I think fall... It'll be fall. We'll get it all done.
2030.
Possibly. Because we're going to learn how
right
the mixing
time.
And editing process for music is different than a podcast. So, it's going to be exciting. Anything else, Kyle? Anything exciting going on? Besides, obviously, the biggest thing was the music release.
I wanted to brush upon DT's mention of the War of 1812.
He mentioned the War of 1812. I'm out of the loop. I haven't watched news in...
Ooh. I haven't really either, but this one stuck out to me because
I watch news in the morning, but like I catch like 5 minutes. I've been able to like sit down and watch like a half hour program in about a week.
So as you know, all these trade wars are being started or continued or whatever.
And why do you reference a war we lost?
We didn't lose.
Yeah, we did. They burnt the White House, we lost.
Well, so that is why Donald Trump brought up the burning of the White House.
Did I segue DT and I didn't mean to?
I
didn't know he said that.
Well, you actually
like...
did segue. Yeah, no, you totally just did, actually.
That's great.
Yeah.
I miss us critiquing mentioning our segues. This is a totally unintentional segue, which is the best kind of segue.
I should have smoothed that over better.
You made that way worse.
So not to complicate things any further, that's exactly what Donald Trump brought up. As the reason we can't trust Canada in free trade is because they burned the White House down in 1812.
Well, that's more rational than some things he says. There's more logic to
that. Well, a lot of people were criticizing Trump, saying it wasn't really Canada, it was England.
No, it's bad. I searched that, and there's 100 stories about did Canada burn the... This isn't news. The British burned the White House.
Well, because Canada were a bunch of wimps, and they didn't fight a war to get Britain off their backs. They had to just kind of, we don't want you here.
Well, in 1812, like Canada was still Britain property, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Canada's technically was an independent until what, the early 1900s? Or am I thinking Australia?
No, I think it was in the 1900s. I should know, but
This is America. We don't care
international
about
viewers,
history.
We do not learn Canadian history in our
no
schools.
One in Canada has listened to our podcast, so screw them.
Sacre bleu.
Like, I know Canada Day is July 1st, because my birthday is July 4th, and I used to go up to Canada for Blue Jay games. July 1st, they have a big Canadian flag, and all the Mounties come out. It's great.
I remember one time...
Canada Independence Day, July 1st, 1867. So in 1812, they were definitely still a British territory.
What was the independence date?
July 1st, 1867.
Oh, that's earlier than I thought.
Dude, I thought it was later. I thought it was 1900s.
No,
because like
Australia was a commonwealth until like the 1920s or something. Probably later than that, actually. I have some coins from Australia.
Australia was January 1st, 1901. That's the one I was thinking of.
Really? Because I have coins from the 20s. That say they're a commonwealth.
Australia is very weird, and they're, again, I'm speaking from what I know from Wikipedia and the very little history I know about Australia.
They probably, like, still wanted England to be their daddy a little bit. Sorry, Australia, you don't deserve that. You're cooler than that.
Because they have a few different dates. Like, the 1st of July, like, 1901 is when their Independence Day is. But then there's, like, the Australian Act of 1986, which...
Also known as the Dingo Act.
Actually, funny thing is there's dingoes on this picture right now.
Are they eating babies?
They have a few different times of separation with Britain. Like, nationhood is January 1, 1901. So think that they're only 117 years old as an independent nation.
You know, they're the realization of, like, hey, let's just send the criminals to an island somewhere.
But then there's the Statute of Westminster 1931, which formally ended most of the constitutional links between Australia and the UK, which Australia adopted in 1942. And then the passing of the Australia Act in 1986 ended all possibility for any vestigial role of the British government in Australia and removed already seldom used options of judicial appeals to the Privy Council in London.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Sorry, I'm doing too much. See, listeners, this is why I can't do four things at once. But basically, we're trying to get that listener back from Australia. They haven't listened to us in 20 episodes. We need a little Australian history section.
Well, good day, mate. All right,
fine. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to get back to DT?
If you listen to us again.
And to be fair, you brought this up. I just went a different way with it.
Yeah. I just remember I was in fifth grade, and I didn't get to go ice skating because I was, like, absent too many days or something. So I had to stay back, work with this other teacher, and she gave me this packet about the history of the Mounties. And I felt like it was, like, punishment. Like, she thought I wasn't going because I was in trouble. And it was the most boring-ass thing.
Just reading about Mounties?
Yeah. Like, when you're in fifth grade, and you're given a packet on the history of the Canadian Mounted Police.
I'm 30, and that sounds boring still.
Yeah.
I don't think it's age relative. Like, if I gave it to you right now, I think you'd still be maybe a little less bored, but I don't think you'd be super excited about it.
Now I'm interested in history, but...
It's still Canadian Mounties.
Any sort of history that's, like... Here's, like, the history of these, like, official organizations. Normally, it's not going to be that exciting.
Well, you're not a big establishment guy, and this is about legal establishment.
No, exactly. Like, I mean, if you look at, like, firemen, no, who's going to hate firemen? You know, they...
Fires.
Exactly. But they started out as just gangs. Like, Gangs of New York, firemen, that's
really I was about to reference Gangs of New York when you have... And they just get in the fight, and they don't actually get rid of the fire. They just run in there and take stuff.
Well, because you had to have that little plaque on your door. It was almost like a mob thing, where it's like, you're protected by this fire brigade. And if you don't have that little emblem, then they'll just go there and watch it burn.
I'm glad they got that sorted out. That'd be bad if that was still going on today.
I guess
there'd be a lot more burnt buildings. I feel like people would have a lot less things.
Oh, because in that scene, people are just running in and stealing shit from the burning house.
Exactly. Like, people be waiting outside ready for a fire. People be starting fires just to steal.
When I was at the Rochester Historical Society interning...
That's the RHS for short.
Yes. My supervisor was this, like, big, burly guy. Had, like, a handlebar mustache and everything. It looked like... Armstrong from Full Metal Alchemist, if you're a nerd out there.
I have no idea what you're saying right now. I'm just going to put that out there. I hope the listeners do, because I am...
No, so he was a volunteer fireman, so he had a big interest in, like, fireman history. So there's this, like, whole display case at the Historical Society, and they had a leather bucket. And I guess, like, in the 1800s, everyone... in their house had this leather bucket. It was a fire bucket, and you just kind of, like, always have water in it. And whenever there was a fire, you were supposed to just run out with your bucket. Like, everyone in the area runs out with this little bucket, so you have, like, the whole community just throwing a bucket of water on a fire.
Team building exercise.
That's a good system.
I don't know if that's going to save houses or if it did, but team building. Community building.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, what'd you do Tuesday? Oh, I brought my fire bucket down and tried to stop a fire, but, you know, we only had little buckets of water, so...
But
at least we all got together.
And since we're on the topic of, you know, like, antiquated methods or old-timey things, have you ever seen the show Amish Mafia?
Yeah.
It's on Prime, and I used to watch it. And it's on Prime. I'm through season three. It is without
there's season three.
There's four. I have one left. It is without a doubt the best fake show ever. Like, I don't know if you watched
so
it in depth.
My dad got so into it.
It's so the premise is obscene.
Wasn't there one episode where he, like, burns a bunch of furniture, like the Amish furniture?
Yeah, because it was like it's a fake Amish made.
Oh, and fake Amish.
It's just all. Like, in the beginning, they say, like, this is based on, like, myths and stuff like that. But, like, the people in the show, like, the one guy, he's a talent manager around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's not really Amish.
Yeah, the one guy's just kind of, like, former Amish, but helps the Amish or something like that.
Yeah, and, like, there's different types of Amish. Like, the people in the church are the ones that won't be filmed, don't take pictures, don't have electricity, but, like... You can be Amish and still drive cars and stuff. It just means you're not a full member of the Amish church.
That's almost like how Mennonites are, yeah. I mean, so, but that's a whole different thing.
So,
but,
like,
you know,
some people on the show are Amish. Like, the main character is Amish, but he's not part of the church. That's why he drives a car and he has a cell phone. But he's, and like, I've looked into it. Like, I got really into, like, fact-checking this.
Well, I feel like those Amish shows are almost like a fad.
If our government fact-checked the way I fact-checked this show, it'd be a lot different. So I found out, like, he is Amish, but he's not, like, part of the church. And, like, he has, like, one weird petty crime. He's not, like, running the Amish. Because in season three, they expand out to, like, Ohio and stuff. And they're into, like, Kentucky. So it's, like, the whole Amish network in season three now. It's great. And everyone just, the best part is, you know, the Amish.
I run the rhubarb pie business around here, you hear?
And they show, like, all these payphones in Amish neighborhoods, and, like, that's how they found a loophole around it, because it's not in your home. But, like, whenever they introduce a new character, like, this character's from Kentucky, and they have the Amish in Pennsylvania talking like they know this person, like, firsthand, like, oh, they're like this, like that. And it's just, like, aren't you supposed to kind of have antiquated technology, but yet you know every person in your, like, this, like, vast Amish network of the Northeast? It's just, there's so many question marks.
Blasphemy. That's just what it is. It's devil's great. Devil's blasphemy in your TV tubes.
Like, listeners, I highly recommend Amish Mafia. It's the
greatest thing going. There's that other show where, from a few years back, where Vanilla Ice builds stuff with the Amish.
He's done a lot in his life. He's really...
Yeah, he's a Renaissance man.
Yeah. Modern day Michelangelo. Vanilla Periwinkle.
Absolutely. Another good show that I just found, it was recently added on Netflix, Storage Wars Northern Wars, or something like that.
Wait, there's two separate wars going on in the title? Like, there's Storage Wars and Northern Wars
No, it's a spinoff of Storage Wars. It's Storage Wars Canada.
Oh, I thought that was the whole title. I'm like, that's too many wars in one title.
Storage Wars Canada, you think it would be more vanilla than us raunchy Americans? No, they are trashier, and they trash talk each other a lot more. There's this one, like, meth head lady who's looking at this other lady who is dressed like fucking Jackie Kennedy, and she was just like, look at that hooker. And then the lady was just like, I could hear that, you know. It's like, they're just...
They don't apologize afterwards? Brutal. No apologies? Do they have maple syrup candy afterwards?
I didn't hear too many sorries. But they do have, you know, the accents and everything. And
that's right. Storage Wars is also on Amazon. But I have to get through Amish Mafia. The sad part is, like, I pay for Netflix, but I don't watch it anymore. Because, like, I don't have a lot of spare time where I'm just sitting. So, like, if I watch an episode of something a night, that's my viewing.
Yeah.
So, like, I have, like, three streaming services I pay for, and I use one.
You see, I share them. Like, I pay for Netflix, but then with my family, who pays for Hulu and Amazon.
Like, I pay for the 4K Netflix, and I don't think I've turned it on in 3 weeks.
I think it's still going on, the old-school Netflix that'll send you the DVDs.
Yeah, I can add that service on. It's, like, it costs as much as the actual service.
You have to pay, like, double if you want both.
So.
I thought it would be, like, just a little bit extra.
You know what? Let's see what we can do by looking. Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. That is Netflix just playing without my permission.
Oh, I thought it was a hot sound.
Plus, like, you know what's it playing? We didn't get the obnoxious feedback when sound played. I finally figured out how... Remember I used to try to play something and we get the ridiculous feedback? So I have the Premium Ultra HD plan, which, you know, you need. If you want the Premiere DVD experience, which is 2 discs out at a time and unlimited discs per month with no late fees and free 2-day shipping, it is $11.99. And it's DVDs. It's not even Blu-rays.
$11.99 extra?
Yes. And again, dude, it's just DVDs. It's not even Blu-rays or 4K Ultra HD.
What about if you want, like, one DVD and, like, limited amount per month?
Oh, you can do high-definition Blu-ray, but there is no 4K.
And there's nothing, like, less than that? Like, you can't do, like, less.
Yeah,
DVDs.
For $5.99, you can get one disc out at a time, and you can only get two per month. It's called the starter package.
Oh, that's not a good deal at all.
And $9.99 is one out per at a time and unlimited per month.
I mean, that
these are not sounds, cost of, just go to a Redbox if you want
still,
a DVD.
Yeah, it's still
just our Blu-ray.
Redbox is like $1 a day.
Like that's just an insane amount for.
Well, you see, I would like, because when I scroll through those sites, I'm always focusing on, like, what they don't have. And it's always, like, the most obscure shit that I'm like... Like, how come Hulu doesn't have Johnny Quest from the 1960s? Like, I really want
to... It's a weird thing to be upset about.
Where's Super Friends? I really want to watch... I don't know, I like old cartoons, but...
You are a six-year-old at heart.
What was that show? Huckleberry Hound? The Blue Dog?
Yeah, listeners, where is Huckleberry Hound?
Well, I don't really know.
So, on that note, this is the first or... Is this the second or third two-man podcast? I know you and Josh did one when I was away.
So. Oh, well, it's the second time that me and you did one.
So the third in total.
Yeah.
The third two-man.
No, okay. I think the two-man... Because
you and Josh did one when
Chap
I was away.
But Chap was there.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Okay, this is only the second two-man. A lot went on. We announced the record dropping album, not just the record.
Yeah, Kanye's kind of leaving a vacuum open for the worldwide music conqueror.
We talked about the War of 1812, and then we just went down the road of Netflix still sells DVDs, and it's an obnoxiously high price.
I have a quick idea. After we take over the world of music...
Movies?
No, we're going to do an expedition to find sunken 1812 ships.
That works for me. So listeners, I want to thank you so much for listening to Keeping It 1492. You can find us all in the normal places. The YouTube, our website, the Twitter... Obviously, we're on the iTunes. We're also on Overcast and Stitcher. So if you listen to podcasts not through iTunes, you can find us there as well.
Soon we'll be on YouPorn.
We will. That is now our second most viewed / listened to episode ever. So that I updated the board today. Thank you so much for listening, listeners, and you have a great day.